Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And certainly over the past almost 18 months, we've been talking about how the pandemic has impacted our lives, in some cases, forever. And even now, as we're returning to normal here in Southern Colorado, nationwide, and even globally, there are some things, though, that have been impacted in a way that's really, you can't overstate how great the impact has been. And one of those is dating. So to discuss how the pandemic has changed dating forever and how perhaps you can master some of the finer points of dating post-pandemic, we're pleased to welcome to the show the author of Dating Sucks, But You Don't, The Modern Guy's Guide to Confidence, Romantic Connection, and Finding the Perfect Partner, thought leader and author Connell Barrett. Welcome to the show.
Shannon, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It seems like dating should be one of the easiest things to get back to now that people can do a lot of it in person. But there are some hurdles that still exist that are going to make things a little bit more difficult, at least in the months to come, if not years to come. Tell us about that.
Well, I think first and foremost, we all just have to get back in the habit of being around each other in real life within 6 feet of each other with masks off. We hope, right? So the first thing I did, I started dating right after I got vaccinated in the spring. And I have to admit, I went out on a couple of dates and it was kind of weird talking to somebody who was not inside of my phone on Zoom. So I reminded myself of the basics. On my first post-COVID date, I would say to anyone who's getting back out there is just focus on, first of all, eye contact. Focus on how you use your voice. You want to speak with the most confident, resonant vocal tonality, because remember, they have to be able to hear you perhaps in a loud bar since you're not on a FaceTime call. And simply, I think a great rule for anybody getting back out there again after this long pandemic is just tell yourself, you know what, as soon as I go out and meet that first date in the real world, whether or not we hit it off romantically, it was a success. Because we've all been in lockdown, in solitary confinement for the last year. So just getting out there and having a drink with somebody and getting to know them, I think that's a big win. Mm. And that'll make you feel like, hey, I'm moving forward toward romantic connection.
And sometimes those social cues that we were so accustomed to following and observing on our own, those talents, those practices that we had, believe it or not, they can get rusty when you really haven't had practice with it for more than a year, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, here's a really good tip. If you're having a first date with somebody, or if you're just talking to them in a real life setting, in a possibly romantic context, maybe you're at a bar, you're having a conversation with that attractive stranger next to you. A good rule of thumb, just to make sure that you do some basics well, is walk away and ask yourself, what is their eye color? Ask yourself, what color is this person's eyes? Because that will allow you to know that you're making good eye contact. And another good rule of thumb is when you're speaking, so my first date post-COVID, my voice wasn't as loud and sort of confident and resonant as I wanted it to be. And the way we use our voice is a big indicator of our attractiveness, our confidence. A good, confident voice says to the other person, hey, I'm a great catch. So when talking to that person in real life, don't just talk to that person. Imagine they have a doppelganger, a twin, sitting right behind them or standing behind them, and talk to that person behind them, because that'll make sure they hear your voice and that you come across as your most confident and attractive self.
And we should mention that Connell, our guest for today, comes to this advice giving to being kind of a Dear Abby or a Miss Manners or something. You come by it honestly. You've been working for quite some time as a real life Hitch. Like if you've seen that movie, Hitch, Will Smith's character was a matchmaker in New York City.
Exactly. It's so scary how similar my life is to Hitch. If Will Smith was a skinny redhead, it would be me. That's basically my job. I help men gain confidence and learn to flirt so that they can get better, more dates and get a great partner, get a great relationship, and doing it with authenticity, doing it with genuineness and realness, not in some kind of sketchy pickup artist way. So yeah, and I had to, the reason I became a dating coach and the reason I can help men is because I had all the problems that guys suffer from. I was stuck in the friend zone. I I like the joke. I wasn't just in the friend zone. I owned real estate there. I know all about having women look at me as just a friend, or not knowing what to say on a date, or dealing with getting ghosted. So I had to first solve all these problems in myself, so that I could learn how to solve them for single men.
And it takes two to tango, doesn't it? I mean, it's you talk about being stuck in the friend zone, which seems to indicate, you know, that it's the woman doing that. But it sounds like there are things that men do that can sabotage a relationship before it even gets started.
Absolutely, Shannon. Here's the biggest myth about the quote-unquote friend zone. Women do not put men in the friend zone. Men do it to themselves. We do it to ourselves, and then a woman who puts a guy in the friend zone, if she likes him, or I should say wants to like him, but he's not flirting with her, he's not giving off that confident vibe she wants, or he's fawning over her, or getting almost maybe dating, maybe he's too eager, texts her too much, or comes across as needy, she might want to like him. But because of his behavior and his mistakes, she says, you know what, I'm just not feeling it. So it's not that women do it to guys. Guys actually do it to themselves by making some easy-to-make mistakes that you want to fix as soon as possible so that you can have great dates.
Oh, Connell Barrett, the author of Dating Sex, But You Don't, The Modern Guy's Guide to Confidence, Romantic Connection, and Finding the Perfect Partner. It's a book that's out. You can buy it through Amazon. Simon & Schuster published it. You can probably get it through your local bookstore as well. We need to take a break, Connell. Stick around, though. We'll be back with more of The Extra after this. We're back with dating guide Connell Barrett, author of the book Dating Sucks, But You Don't. And Connell is talking about dating and ways that we can improve our dating life. And it would be remiss if we didn't talk about electronically assisted dating, because nowadays it's very rare when someone goes out on a date that maybe wasn't first spotted on some sort of app. Right, Connell?
Absolutely. Most dating happen, especially during the pandemic, most of the dating was happening from online dating, from the apps, for obvious reasons. Meeting in person wasn't something most people were willing to do because protecting their health. So what I think is about to happen, Shannon, is I think because we're now out of lockdown and basically now in the post-COVID era, I think we've now entered a new golden age of meeting people in real life, because we've all been locked down inside. We've been chained to our couches and our Zoom. And I think now is a great time to, you know, if you're at Starbucks and that attractive stranger next to you is drinking the same drink you're drinking, break the ice with him or her. Or if you're at the gym and you see somebody's form that you really like on the treadmill when they're at the drinking fountain, go up and pay them a compliment. Break the ice in real life, because I think we're all craving that in-person connection, those in-person meet cute moments. And the great bonus of meeting people in real life is you get to turn your dating life and their dating life into a romantic comedy, almost like a movie. Nobody goes home and says, guess what, I got a match on Tinder today. But somebody might go home and say, guess what, the coolest guy just came up to me when I was reaching for the cereal box at Whole Foods, and we hit it off, and he asked me out, and we're going out on Friday. That's the kind of movie moment that meeting in real life can bring a man and a woman.
But at the same time, I mean, we're also dealing with the post-Me Too era, you know, not just post-pandemic, post-Me Too. And does it change the rules for how we flirt and engage with the opposite sex, especially, I'm guessing, for guys with girls?
I think with the Me Too era, so many men are stuck between a rock and a hard place. On one side, a guy knows he doesn't, he might be afraid of rejection. He might be afraid to make a move or ask a woman out or do something because he might get rejected. We all fear that. But then at the same time, if he does make a move and takes a quote unquote romantic risk, he's also afraid of harassment or doing something inappropriate or doing something harassing. So question is, has the Me Too era changed dating? I would say yes in one way, is that men need to have women still want men to be men. It's okay to go for that first kiss. It's okay to ask a woman out. It's okay to approach. It's okay to open a door. It's okay to do the romantic things that many women want men to do. We just want to do it with empathy. We want to notice how she's feeling. if I approach a woman or if a single man listening to the show approaches a woman, he has a right to do that. That's not harassment. It's simply taking a romantic risk. She might like it, and if she does, then proceed and ask her out. If she doesn't like it, then you pull back and say, hey, nice meeting you. Have a nice day. Not harassment, as long as you're empathetic and you focus on how she's feeling.
Right. It's that follow up. What they do when there is that that no that is said, or that wall that is put up saying I'm not ready to go there yet. But if they pursue after that, it could really it can veer into dangerous territory on both sides. Right.
Absolutely. If you approach a woman at a bar and after a minute or two she says, "Hey, it was nice meeting you, but I'm going to get back to my friends," don't take it personally. Just say, hey, that's all good. It was nice meeting you. Have a great night. Maybe she's in a relationship. Maybe she's just not interested. That's her right. Make your goal. Just taking that romantic chance is the win itself, no matter how it goes.
All right. And Connell, we should mention that Connell is the author of the book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't, and it's a guide for men in dating. And you have some ideas as to the three moves for a guaranteed great first date. I need to hear these.
Absolutely. Well, I refer to the three P's on first date. The three P's are, number one, you want to be positive. It's a date. Bring good vibes to the date. If you just got laid off, if your dog bit you, I'm sorry about that, but don't bring that to the date. Keep it positive. The second P is presence. Just get in the moment with her. Give her the present of your presence. If you're in the present moment, you're going to be more confident, more charismatic, more in the zone. And the third P is so underrated, playfulness. Be playful. Have a staring contest. Thumb wrestle. Tease and joke in a very light, gentle manner. If you follow the three P's, it's hard to have a bad date.
Those are all great ideas. And of course, if our listeners are thinking, this might make something that I want to read, or maybe you want to give it to a guy friend of yours, you might want to check it out. It's available on Amazon and anywhere books are sold. Again, the name of the book is Dating Sucks, But You Don't. The author, Connell Barrett, thank you for joining us here on The Extra.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I had so much fun. Have a great rest of your day.
We're back with our second half of The Extra, and we've been speaking to Connell Barrett, author of the book Dating Sucks, But You Don't, The Modern Guy's Guide to Confidence, Romantic Connections, and Finding the Perfect Partner. Well, we wanted also to open it up to a local dating expert, a local relationship expert. Donna Shagru is joining us now on the Newsline, and she's the owner of Perfectly Matched, a company that finds that perfect match for you. And Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon.
Before we get to how pandemic and coming out of the pandemic has changed dating, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company?
Well, my company is Perfectly Match. It's matchmaking based on compatibility, which is determined in large part by a profile test that my clients take. It's 46 questions, and it defines six areas of compatibility: temperament, how easygoing or not easygoing you are, sociability, conformity, affection, religion, and finance. All of my matches start with those six scores. That's how strongly I believe in them. The second thing I look for is a similar long-term goal, that you want the same thing long-term. Shared interests and activities are important to many people, so I certainly pay attention to those. And then from there, it's the issues like smoking, drinking, kids, pets, education, income, intellectual compatibility, and of course, physical attraction. But what I do is opposite of what people do on their own. I start with things that matter and then look to add the mutual attraction, so that when two people are attracted to each other, there is much more potential for success.
And you're talking about websites like, Tinder, Matched, Match, that would bring people that online sort of analytical approach to dating. But you feel that that's maybe not the right way to go?
Well, online has become so polluted in the last number of years. There are more people on there cheating and lying and scamming than there are people who truly want to meet someone special. So you have to learn how to navigate it if you're going to do it today. But, my service is different in that all my clients are local. Most of my clients, I don't go much further than north than Highlands Ranch or south than Pueblo and some ranchers out further from there. But my clients are local. I meet with everyone personally. I verify a valid driver's license so that I know that they are who they say they are and the age they say they are. But it's really the personal communication before and after each meeting that allows it to become more focused and fine-tuned.
Interesting. Well, what would you say about dating in the post-pandemic world? How has the pandemic and also the Me Too situation, how have they changed dating now?
Well, you know, it's a similar reaction that I had when 9/11 happened in 2001. Mm. It made people really think about what was important in their lives. And this time they had a lot of time to think about it alone, many of them. So it went right up to the top of the priority list. So I was closed from March 13th when we all had to. And then in April, the next month, I had the first client that wanted to come in. And I had my office set up that there was definitely 6 feet distance and everybody could wear a mask. So I was really not in business or not inviting people in for just less than a month. And since then, it's been gangbusters because people are really serious about what matters in their lives. And if you don't have someone special and you'd like to have someone special, it kind of went right up to the top of the list during the pandemic.
You think that focused our, if relationship or lack thereof was something that was bugging us during the pandemic, it kind of finally honed that interest in that and that brought it up to the top of the priority list over the pandemic, you're saying?
It definitely did.
Mm. And when people were talking about, dating then, that had to be difficult when they were setting up dates.
We had to jump through some loops for sure. I can remember at one point I was handing out, when people signed up, I was giving them a list of the places that had heated patios because that was the only place left to meet. A lot of people chose to meet in parks when the weather was nice enough. That was a great idea. But people just had to spend, I don't encourage people going over to each other's houses until they've gone out for half a dozen times. But during the pandemic, I found people saying, there's nowhere else to go. Mm-hmm. So, that, I can tell you this, where there's a will, there's a way. If people are serious-minded and want to meet someone, then they call a service like mine because you're going to meet other serious-minded people.
Right, right. And you're for people who are looking to get into a serious relationship. You're not looking, you're not fielding inquiries from people who are just looking to date around, correct?
No, that's not really true because when people get out of long-term relationships and marriages and they're just starting to date for the first time, they're just starting to date. So they're not ready for a serious relationship. I pay attention to where people are in their relationship history. Everyone who comes to me ultimately wants to end up with one right person to share the rest of their life with. And usually while we work on finding that person, they date, they have fun, they make friends. They learn a lot about themselves through the feedback process. But I wouldn't match somebody who's been divorced for years and is really, really ready to find someone with somebody who's just out of a 34-year marriage and starting to date.
They're just at different places in their life journey, it
very
sounds like.
Very different places in their relationship history. They're in different places.
Well, and Donna, you have some very happy couples to your credit. How many couples have you matched?
You know what? It's thousands. I've matched over, after 30 years of doing this. I know I have at least 700 clients that are married, but marriage is not the preferred option it used to be. So I have many more couples in long-term relationships that don't choose to marry. And then the people who are just dating while we're still working on finding the right person.
Interesting. Well, we're talking with Donna Chagrou, who's the owner of Perfectly Matched, a dating service, a matchmaking service here in Colorado Springs. When we come back, we're going to be touching on that subject that Connell Barrett was discussing a little earlier in this show, authenticity. It's bandied about that term, but really it can prove to be make or break in a relationship. We're going to ask Donna Chagrou that question when we come back here on The Extra. We're back with our final segment of The Extra. Our guest, earlier we were talking to an author, Connell Barrett, who's also a matchmaker on the guy's side. He called himself the Real Life Hitch, if you've ever seen that movie, based out of New York City. He's also the author of a book called Dating Sucks, But You Don't. But we've also have our local matchmaker on the line, Donna Shagrew, owner of Perfectly Matched, a dating service here in the Colorado Springs area. And Donna was telling us about she's got some bona fides there, some bona fides that she can also bring to this conversation in terms of the number of couples that she's matched. But let's also talk about this term of authenticity. People bandy this term about, but when I talk to young people, they often talk about how someone just turned out to be such a phony and it was such a disappointment. How does authenticity play a part in modern dating?
Well, you know, obviously you want to be yourself, but it's very hard to do, especially when you're meeting someone new with the expectation that you might date them or fall in love with them. But you want to be yourself. I tell my clients the best thing they can do when they meet someone is to smile. You know, it just relaxes everybody and it makes you look better too. So, you know, I think that the biggest thing that people can do if they want to date more effectively is to not have sex for the first 3 months. It takes most people that long to get relaxed enough to be themselves. And that's when you start to identify the things that do or don't work. Also, once you're intimate, the focus is off the friendship and on the intimacy with someone that you barely know. And if it doesn't work out, it's going to be between the 2 and 3 month mark, and it's going to be a whole lot easier to walk away from that if you haven't been intimate. But yes, you need to be yourself, but it does take most people, my experience has been, between 2 to 3 months to get relaxed enough to really do that.
Is that a conversation that's easy to have with your clients, or is it something that's a part of, you know, the brochure that you're talking about?
It's not hard to have. It's the best advice I can give them. It's on my list of do's and don'ts. I remind them as soon as they start. I had a guy just yesterday that called me with feedback, and he's just out of a 30-year marriage, and he's just dating. So they know that, the ladies that I match him with, but he's been very interested in being physical too quickly. And he called me yesterday and said, well, I'm going to go on hold now. I said, well, how many times have you gone out? Because he just ended a situation with a lady who wouldn't have sex with him the first 3 months. And that was a part of it, but it wasn't all of it. But anyhow, so he said he was going to go on hold with her. And I said, well, I'm guessing you didn't follow my 3 month rule. He said, what makes you say that? I said, because you're on hold after 5 dates. I mean, so, you know, really, it's not too long. 3 months is not that long to wait if you think you're, you know, dating somebody that may have long-term potential. So that is the best thing people can do when they meet someone new, is to stay focused on a friendship for the first 3 months.
And what are some of the other do's and don'ts you impart? Can you share some of those with us, or are they trade secrets?
No, they're not trade secrets. They're very basic. Don't talk about your past relationships. That's the number one rule after don't no sex for the first 3 months. Don't talk about your past relationships. And really, don't talk badly about everybody that you've had a relationship with. If people only knew how that reflects on them. At some point in the interview, when somebody is just dragging everybody they've dated or married or had a relationship with over the coals, I look at them and say, so what is the one common denominator in all those relationships?
Right, right.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Interesting.
You know, finding the right person isn't that easy. And you know, meeting somebody who's serious-minded about that is a really important thing. So whatever source you're looking to meet someone through, keep in mind, I mean, most of the online, Tinder, even Match.com, eHarmony, well, no, not Match.com and eHarmony, but a lot of those swipe and click, and those are just hookup sites. They're not people really looking for a serious relationship. I mean, they could find one, but... The odds are better if you start with a place or a source or a person that you know is serious about finding a relationship.
Right. And do you think dating is forever changed because of the pandemic? Because certainly we learned a lot about our fellow humans, whether they were hesitant about getting a vaccine, whether they were maybe all into wearing masks. Maybe they stayed home during this whole time, didn't go out at all. I have run across a couple of friends who are just now venturing out of their homes, and I guess I was so shocked because I didn't realize that people had taken those kind of health steps so seriously.
No, there are people that certainly have. I can tell you the biggest change has been politics, has never been a part of my business. Only to the point that the scores, if you're low conformity, low religion, most likely a Democrat. High conformity, high religion, most likely a Republican. But today, my clients are drawing a line in the sand. If they didn't vote for their candidate, they can't meet them.
Oh, interesting. So that's,
think about it.
Yeah, that's a new realm of dating, and maybe a realm that hasn't been touched by some of those online services. And
well, it hasn't been touched in the 30 years I've been in business.
Yeah.
seriously, people didn't think that much about politics, but right. Now it's just so dominant that if you didn't vote for their candidate, they don't think they can.
They don't want to have anything to do with you. Huh. Well,
it's okay because the other side doesn't want to have anything to do with them either.
Right. Just weeds people out in a different way.
This picture. Mm-hmm. Well, I get to listen to it all the time. I do not like talking about politics. I'm not political myself, but I do it all the time now. And I can tell you that one side thinks the other side is just as bad as the other side thinks they are.
Because you hear it from both sides. Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm so neutral. You'd be hard-pressed if you were a client to know which side I was on, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Well, and you're acting as the filter, and I'm sure the people who are approaching you to be coupled up are appreciative. Donna, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
The best way to start is to take the profile test on my website, perfectlymatchdating.com. On the homepage, it says, click here to take the profile test. It comes directly to me. I don't have anybody who works for me or with me. I'll call you with your scores, and we'll set an appointment. Or you can just call me at 719-260-1000.
And coming out of this pandemic, do you have high hopes for people coupling up in the future? Do you think, relationships aren't being left in the dust, are they?
Heavens, no. Nothing is ever going to replace love. Love makes the world go round. Don't you know that, Shannon?
Well, I certainly have loved this conversation. Donna Shagru, continuing our conversation on relationships post-pandemic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shannon. Have a great day.
And to our audience, you've been listening to The Extra. Thank you for that.